David Allen Carmichael with the Faith and Freedom Show here on Freedom 104.3 FM for the Liberty Works Radio Network. Broadcasting today, going to be discussing the ism. A particular ism today is socialism, where our security is in society. Is that where our security is? If your security is in society, you'll have a tendency to be a socialist. That the higher good comes from a democratic determination, as if the minds of the majority have the ability to influence what is right, or to basically to determine what is right. I would say some who do not think that there's an ultimate truth, that think there's this democratic truth that's being developed democratically, they would have a tendency to believe that the what they call social norms establish what is right. And the statement given by our guest a couple of days ago, who might be listening today, and if you are, Brian, welcome. Our number here, by the way, is 888-850-1872, is that Jesus was not a socialist. In fact, the kind of things that Jesus said are consistent with free market, with being accountable to do those things, basically to get the rewards for doing the things that you do because you can do them. Give and it will be given unto you. There's nothing I can see anywhere in any of the Bible that shows where there's going to be a police action if somebody doesn't do what is commanded. There's a provision in law in the Olden Testament to have a mechanism for people who are poor and unpropertied to get food. And it was called gleaning. And they were commanded in the law of the Old Testament to, when you're harvesting your crops and something falls on the ground, leave it there. Don't pick it up. If there's things that drip over the side of the fence, let it be there for those who walk by. In California, growing up, we had fruit trees everywhere. And you know what? If that fruit tree was leaning over the fence, you know, you got a grapefruit, guess what? You got a grapefruit, buddy. You got a kumquat, you know, all these, an apricot. You got lemons and oranges. It was wonderful living in Southern California being a kid. As you're walking around the street, and I spent too much time maybe walking around the street, but it was great. You could get lunch. It was kind of nice. That's legal. It's lawful. It's right. So if you have the ability to go, and you have to work for that. Nobody brings it to you. So there was a provision that you don't pick up those things that fall during the harvesting, and you don't prohibit somebody walking on the side of the road from taking that that they can reach on the edges. There was no big police action that would happen if somebody didn't do that. There was a provision that every third year you gave it was like a third year tithe, and that every third year that amount of money was taken up to give to the poor, to take care of the needs of the poor, so the Levites, the guys that are running the church, so to speak, are able to meet the needs of those who are less fortunate, and they could do it. But you know what? There was no requirement that somebody go out and police that kick in everybody's door, say, give me your third year tithe. It wasn't like that. I will tell you, the entire society benefited when those of the society out of love gave. And now here's the thing. In a socialist state, guess what? With the socialist health care. And if you go, I don't know the number off the top of my head, but if you want to know, you can call me or check out our website at faithfreedoms.org and send a little chat message going to the video stream link. And I'll answer this. I'll look it up. But and what was I going to look up? I don't know. What I'm going to do is talk about, there's this provision where you're not in trouble for not giving. But I will say that one of the things, I was going to say, what page of the health care bill? Because I'm just generally going to talk about this. There was a provision in the health care bill where there's going to be real-time accountability before you can see a doctor, period. Any doctor, period. See, this public option isn't an option, folks. This is a socialist takeover of your medical care. That's what it is, bless your heart. So if that's what you're going to have, your representatives are going to do that, it's going to happen. But it's unlawful. Whether or not the democratically, or, I mean, There's nothing in the Constitution that enables them to do what they're doing. But what it is if they do it and they enact it out, people are going to suffer. People who won't participate with that societal norm. There's going to be people that are going to be denied medical care, or that doctors just going to have to say, well, I'm not going to make everybody give me a real-time accountability of their financial responsibility. And if they are not cannot prove that they are paying into this national system, they're going to be charged $3,800 individually or more per family or whatever the statistic is, whatever it is. So it's going to be a police state where it's mandated that everybody love their neighbor as yourself. That goes right along with the socialist confession. That was the thing that Brian Moore told us the other day. He said, well, we have this cooperative responsibility, this cooperative obligation, only in a depraved Marxist society who don't understand justice. That's where you would have it. Because watch this. This police state thing. And whether or not people can get rich, all right? If Jesus had a perspective that nobody was supposed to be rich, he said, give to the poor. He didn't say, take police action and distribute everything so everybody shares equally. He didn't say that. Now, one of the things it does say in the Bible is it talks about, and I hope I saved this. It says, do not judge. Oh, here it is. Jesus was talking. Matthew wrote it down. For everyone who has, more will be given. That's kind of unfair, isn't it? Jesus said, for everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. Abundance. How much is abundance? Is it a 10-to-1 ratio? 100-to-1 ratio? Is it a 1,000-to-1 ratio? Now I'm going to continue. For to everyone who has, more will be given, he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. That's extreme, isn't it? That's not a socialist confession. There's another thing that Jesus said. He said, give, and it will be given to you. He didn't say, make sure that you exercise a police state to make sure that everyone gives. He said, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, and look at what's happening here. See, there's a divine intervention thing going on here. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. And that's how you really got to stack. If you put a whole bunch of beans in a big pot and you're going to hand them to somebody to get their money's worth, if you shake it, they'll settle real close. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will it be into your bosom? For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Listen to this. For the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. That's sort of capitalist, sort of. I'm not praising just skip the dumb capitalist words or whatever. That's taking what you have and using it. In Matthew 25, that scripture is talking about talents and using talents and how some people had the 5 talents and they used them, they gained more, they got 10 talents, and then more will be given to them because of their being responsible. Okay? And so watch this, not just in getting more money, but if you're even with somebody with a lot of money or not a lot of money, you'll have a tendency, and this kind of works out, to be given as you are giving. So if you think, oh, I don't have enough to give, and you hold on to it, what you have will be taken away. That's a good reminder to me, because I don't have much. So I got to remember not to look at, oh, my goodness, I'm not going to be able to pay the bills. Well, you're not. Without divine intervention, buddy, you're not going to be able to pay the bills. A lot of people are starting to face that these days. And I think, and really, I don't know if a socialist state, I mean, eventually, at first, it might be that everybody who doesn't have a job will be able to get everything they need at first. But as time goes on, what happens is everything that is has, even that will be taken away. So this statement that Jesus was a socialist, I don't think so. I think you misunderstand. You're not connecting the dots. Like I said before, Jesus said, do not judge that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. With the measure you use, the yardstick you use for somebody else, it's going to be measured back to you. So, and the concept there is, there's going to be rich people. There's going to be rich people in this world who are benevolent. There's going to be rich people in this world who are stingy and tight-fisted. And you know what? They're going to have to eventually give an account for that, won't they? And there is a teaching that Jesus had. He gave a story of this guy, Lazarus, who suffered in his life. And then there was this rich man who had everything in this life. Now, Lazarus was in the bosom of Abraham, and the rich guy was, you know, in Hades. And he calls out, Lazarus, Lazarus, give me some water. You know, just dip your finger in some water and put it on my tongue and give me some relief. And Jesus said, no, 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 no. It's not going to work, man. You had yours when you were on this earth. He didn't have his. He lived a righteous life. You had an opportunity. You didn't. You didn't give it away. So, and he said, well, go tell my brothers. Go warn my brothers who are acting like me. He said, no, 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 no. They've already got everything they need. They've got Moses and the prophets. They're going to be judged for what they do. I wonder, you know, it sounds like a kind of a hypothetical thing, but it's interesting that there was a guy named Lazarus who lived at the time and actually died and had to be raised from the dead after several days being locked up in a tomb. And the witnesses there said, don't open that tomb door. He stinketh. King James English. Okay, just to let you know, this is a little bit weird. You're not going to hear this kind of stuff normally on talk radio, but it got posed here 2 days ago, and I promised. When somebody said to me that, and I agree that they're motivated by the teachings of Jesus to want to do the right thing. Now, if you want to do the right thing, just because you do something doesn't mean it's the right thing just because you're motivated to do what's right. You have to go back and find a reference other than your reason. In the common law and the stuff that the founders of this country read, they read Sir William Blackstone's writings, and he explained that law is first revealed in the Holy Scriptures and by the Holy Spirit. People can know right from wrong. It says in the Bible that evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand all. So there can be revelational understanding of justice. Then there's natural law, Blackstone said, which is essentially having a natural sense of right and reason, but it is still subject to that revealed law. And then ultimately there's positive law. Those things that Blackstone said that God is indifferent to, you can have your silly little positive laws. And as one commenter I've heard said, you know, the Lord isn't that concerned about what the speed limit is, whether it's 25 or 26 miles per hour. That's the kind of stuff you have positive laws about. He's kind of indifferent to that. Well, you know, make your streets as wide as you want to make them. Have the appropriate speed for that, you know, appropriate time of day and the appropriate, you know, level of traffic and all that, and kids run around the street, do whatever you're going to do. And I'm not going to worry about that. This just falls in the love your neighbor as yourself category. Blackstone said, I'm going to quote Blackstone coming back. I'm going to remind us about something that the local congresswoman, Jenny Brownwaite, did, and it's something that she advertised. And I'm going to scrutinize it a little bit with some of the things that Blackstone said. So we're going to come back from our break. I'm actually going to quote Blackstone because I think it's pertinent. The other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go to, it just occurred to me, I need to go to a statute that came out in, I think it was passed in 1786 or 1787. I know it was prior to the passing of the U.S. Constitution. And it talks about whether or not Jesus was a socialist. How's that? It's a little bit weird, but it's occurred to me, and I'm going to get to that on the break. So just so you know what you're listening to, I am David Allen Carmichael. The number here is 888-850-1872. I'm addressing this issue that was said a couple of days ago, whether or not Jesus was a socialist. So we're going to talk about those things that come right out of the viewpoints of the Socialist Party off their website, and we're going to compare it. Comparison and contrast. It's the kind of thing you do in college, is it not? It's the kind of thing you do in elementary school. It's the kind of thing you do in life. Our number here is 888-850-1872. You can check us out online at faithfreedoms.org. I'm streaming live right now, and I can't take the credit or the blame for the way I look. It's a genetic thing. It's not my fault. So we're going to come back, talk about this, and give us a call if there's anything else we can do to meet your need. And oh, by the way, keep tuning in to Liberty Works Radio Network and get on board, become a member of the fellowship. I'm telling you, it's the time to do it. The times, they are a-changin'.